This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
We are Black Hawks!
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. The Evergreens have a new pitcher. It's Logan Langben, who comes in. Brady Burrell moves to first base, so I would think that Langben is batting in Merchant's spot in the batting order. Everest not using a DH today. Langben, freshman right-hander, completing his warm-up pitches. Lumberjacks down 2, Everest up 4-2.
For the Lumberjacks, leading off the top of the fourth inning, right fielder number 13, Cameron.
Middle of the order here for Eastie in the fourth. It's Cam Gritzmacher to lead things off. He grounded out to second his first time up. So he stands in with nobody on, nobody out here in the fourth. Langben ready to work. First pitch is a fastball inside, ball one. Might have been a little high as well. Langben, the son of Everest coach Dave Langben. Nephew of Greg Langben. Next pitch is down low, 2-0. Greg Langben was an outstanding left-handed pitcher for the Evergreens back in the 80s. Made it, I believe, to the AAA level. And next pitch is a strike. Wow. High strike. And it's 2-1. That one didn't look good at all. Two balls and one strike. That looked up and in. The wind and the pitch. That's down low. 3-1 now. And I believe that Greg Langben, his Logan's uncle, is now the replay guy for the Cleveland Indians. One of the guys that sits in the clubhouse and checks the replays for the manager, Terry Francona. Here's the pitch. Strike is called on the outside corner, and the count now full to Cam Gritzmacher. The wind and the pitch. Gritzmacher swings and fouls it out of play. The count remains full, 3-2. Dave Langben, the coach of the Evergreens, and Logan's dad was a very good catcher. And it's interesting, here today, four of the coaches on the field today were all catchers when they played. And there's Gritzmacher lifting in the air to right field, but that's going to be... And the catch is made by Sean Lidke for the first down of the inning. Steve Heinrich and Scott Schubering, both catchers for the Lumberjacks. And Dave Langben and one of his assistants, Luke Stachowiak, also catchers. In fact, Stachowiak and Schubring were both catchers for the Wausau East Lumberjacks in their playing days.
Correction, Ben Schubring.
Schubring will stand in now and bat. He struck out his first time up. First pitch is inside, ball one. Schubring playing back in the mid-80s. Next pitch is high, ball two, 2-0. And Stachowiak playing later than that. Dave Langben caught in college at UW Stevens Point. The 2-0 pitch. There's a spot, it's 2-1. As you might expect, Logan Langben, not a big kid, he's young. Needs to fill out here yet, but he's getting some varsity work here against the Lumberjacks in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball that rides outside, and it's 3-1 now. Evergreens playing a non-conference doubleheader on Saturday against two pretty good teams, Kimberly and Middleton, so Coach Langben didn't want to throw him into the fire against those kind of bats, so he's getting some work here against the Lumberjacks today. Schubring swings and misses on a pitch upstairs, was out in front of that one, and the count now full, 3-2. The wind and the payoff pitch. Schubring hits a towering foul ball out of play, and the count remains full, 3-2. Lumberjack Evergreen Baseball is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Langben shakes off. Now gets the sign he wants. The payoff pitch. And Shubrig rifles that one into center field for a base hit. Brown plays it on a hop. And the Lumberjacks have a base runner. The first thing that coach is going to say when he comes back to the dugout is don't shake off your catcher. He shakes off the sign, and Shubrig jumps all over it and lines it to center field for a base hit. Ian Corbett will stand in now, the first baseman. He struck out his first time up. He represents the tying run at the plate here. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Evergreen's leading 4-2. Stretch by Shubrig. The lead by Shubrig, stretched by Langben, and a swing and a miss. Corbett missed the fastball, and it's 0-1. Luke Strick waits on deck for the Lumberjacks. Langben ready to work, the stretch and the pitch. And Corbett hits it a towering fly ball, but fouling out of play down the left side. And he's in the hole, 0-2. Nothing in two. The stretch, the check, and the pitch. Curveball, check swing. Did he go? I don't think so. It's going to be a ball, and it's 1-2. They ask, no swing. One ball and two strikes. Ball was in the dirt. Corbett held off. Shubrig, not a lot of speed down at first base. You wouldn't think he'd be running in the stretch and the pitch. Fastball chopped towards short. They're going to have to go to first if they want to get it out. The throw is in time. They get Corbett at first. Shubrig advancing to second base on the fielder's choice. And there are two down here. Now Shubrig, the runner at second, with Luke Strick, the batter. Strick lined out to third, his first time up.
Number eight, second baseman, Luke Strick.
See if Strick can dump one in here and make this a one-run game. Now time called at the plate. Strick steps out. Actually, the catcher, Mason Hagenbusher, called time, wants to go out and talk to his pitcher. They're going to change the signs with the runner at second base. Two outs, runner at second for the Lumberjacks. Everest leading here 4-2. We're in the fourth. Langben, a long look in, gets the sign he wants. Shubrig with his lead, the stretch and the pitch. It's in the dirt, blocked by Hagenbusher, and it's 1-0. Woodchucks baseball still to come tonight right here. The Woodchucks at Wisconsin Rapids will join that game when we are done here. The stretch, the 1-0 pitch. That's a strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. Long look in. Langben gets the sign he wants. Here it comes. And that's for a base hit. Hit hard. Shubrig's going to have to hurry. Brown misplays the ball in center field. Strick's going to try to go to second, and he's going to make it. That's going to be a single and an error on Wyatt Brown, and it's a one-run game. An RBI for Luke Strick. Shubrig was going to score, even if Brown misplayed that ball, but the error allows Strick to go to second. And the tying run is at second base now for Sam Romanski. Romanski singled back in the third inning, and the courtesy runner for him scored a run.
The catcher, number seven, Sam Romanski.
So Romanski will bat here with two down, runner at second base, 4-3 the score now, Everest with the lead. Romanski hit it hard last time up, line drive base hit to left field. Now Langbin steps off. Dig in again. Langbin with the stretch, the check, and the pitch. Breaking ball and dropped it in there nicely. Catches the outside corner and it's 0-1. Tough pitch right there. Not much Romanski could do with that one. Nothing in one. Long look in again. Strick takes his lead at second. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Romanski swung at one over his head that time, and it's 0-2. Nothing in two now. Long look in again. Langbin gets the sign he wants. Actually, still looking. Now Romanski calls time and steps out. Big at bat right here. Lumberjacks can dump. The stretch. Strick with the lead. Here's the pitch. That's way high. Romanski lays off. 1-2 now. That was so high, I don't think he could have hit that one if he wanted to. One ball and two strikes. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. Romanski chops it fair. Foul ball. Oh, they call it foul. Foul ball called. Steve Heinrich is incensed. Heinrich, see, Coach Heinrich is really upset. Mike Klein, the home plate umpire, immediately called that ball foul. And Coach Heinrich is giving him an earful here down near home plate. I don't have an angle on that. The runners were reacting and the fielders were reacting. Ball, but the home plate umpire immediately called it foul, and we'll do it again. He can have an argument all he wants, but nothing's going to change now. Call was made, and the count is 1-2. The hard chopper down the third base line. If it was foul, it wasn't foul by much. So Romanski digs in again, and we'll try. That hit would have tied the game if that would have been a fair ball. See if Romo can do it again here. 1-2 the count. The stretch and the pitch. That's way high. Romanski thought about it, but laid off. 2-2 now. Two balls and two strikes. Long look in. And the pitch. That's in the dirt, blocked by Hagenbusher, and the count now full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Langbin trying to work out of the jam. Romanski trying to tie the game here for the Lumberjacks. And the pitch, way high, ball four. Romanski to walk. And there are runners on first and second now, and Dave Langman's going to go out to the mound and have a talk with his pitcher here with two down. And Bryce Widmark coming to the plate. Courtesy runner now for Romanski. It'll be Adam Peterson who will come out and run for Romanski again.
Bryce Widmark.
Widmark having a conversation with his coach, Steve Heinrich, while Dave Langman out talking to
base, number 12,
Logan Langbin and Mason Hagenbusher. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Evergreen's leading 4-3. Lumberjacks have runners on first and second and two outs here in the fourth. So Hagenbusher will retreat behind the dish, and Dave Langbin takes the slow walk back to the dugout. And Bryce Widmark will dig in. He had a single back in the third inning, and the runner for him scored the second of the East runs. Big at bat in the game right here. Langbend, long look in, gets the sign he wants. The stretch and the pitch. Strike called, outside corner, tough pitch, outside corner at the 1-1. Nothing in one, the count. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, and there's a strike as well on the outside corner. 0-2 now on Widmark. This would be a big moment in the development of Logan Langbend. He can work out of this jam right here. Now time called by Widmark at the plate. Runners at first and second, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The stretch, the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, that stays high. Ball one. One ball with two strikes. Long look in again. Flashing all kinds of signs back there is the catcher, Hagenbusher. The stretch, the 1-2 pitch. High, and Widmark went after it, didn't get it, and strikes out, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks get one here in the fourth, one run on a couple of hits. There was an error, and two men left. Score after four complete now. Everest 4, East 3. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Evergreen Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit. Insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Torzani Field as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Evergreen's leading 4-3, and they will send up Cody Cucker, Wyatt Brown, and Brady Burrell here in the fifth against Bryce Widmark. During that break between innings, Coach Heinrich having an extended conversation with home plate umpire Mike Klein about that foul ball that was called earlier in the inning that cost East a run. I don't have an angle, so I couldn't tell, but Coach Heinrich was convinced it was a fair ball, and home plate umpire called it otherwise. First pitch from Widmark to Cucker is high and outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Lumberjack Evergreen Baseball today brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. The wind and the 1-0 pitch. That's driven in the air to left center field. Becker on his run on his horse. He won't get that one. It's going to roll to the wall. It's going to be a double leading things off here for Tucker. A leadoff double in the fifth for the... to the gap in left center field, and that'll bring up Wyatt Brown, the center fielder. He has grounded out to short and walked and scored back in the third. Nobody out. Everest with a runner at second base.
Next batter, number 23, center fielder Wyatt Brown.
They have had runners in every inning but the fourth. Widmark went clean last inning, 1-2-3. First pitch to Brown, high and inside, ball one. Brown takes a look down at Coach Langbend. They weren't shy earlier in the game about running from second base, but they had runners on first and second at that point. Next pitch is upstairs, 2-0 now. Brady Burrell waits on deck. The stretch and the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, and it's 2-1. Either he did or it's a called strike, one or the other. Two balls and one strike. Corbett is playing in on the grass at first for some reason. Here's the pitch. Squares the bunt, gets it down, right back to the mound. Widmark looks at third, throws to first. Strick is able to go up and get it and touch second base for the out. So a sacrifice bunt from Wyan Brown, or else he was trying to bunt for a base hit, but it went right back to the mound. He'll get credit for a sacrifice as he moved a runner to third. So now, the Evergreens have a runner at third with just one out for Brady Burrell. Burrell has struck out twice here tonight. Widmark looks in. East has the infield in here. First pitch, high and tight, ball one. Going to try to cut that run down at the plate.
Number 16, Brady Burrell.
One ball and no strikes. Burrell now playing first base after pitching the first three innings for the Evergreens. And the pitch. That's lined right at the second baseman. Strick catches it, throws to third, and it's tied for the double play, and the inning is over. Dave Langman is incensed, saying that the runner got back to third in time, but the base umpire does not agree and rings him up, and the inning is over. And the Evergreens are turned away. A line shot by Burrell right at Luke Strick at second base. He threw to third. Schubrin covering, and Cucker caught off base for the third out. And the inning is over for Everest Runs. One hit, no errors, and nobody left. And the score after four and a half remains. Everest 4, East 3. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Evergreen Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank. Financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston. Member FDIC, NMLS number
433-884. We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-3 Everest, and Brennan Becker will lead things off here for East in the fifth. He struck out his first time up. Becker, Heiding, and Brand to face Logan Langben here in the fifth. First pitch to Becker is outside, ball one.
Now pitching for the Evergreens, number four, Logan Langham.
The 1-0 pitch, that's high, ball two, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. And Becker turns, squares the bunt, takes it. It's 3-0 now. So Becker, the nine hitter, runs the count to 3-0 here. The wind and the pitch. Taking all the way, it's a strike, 3-1. The wind by Langbin and the pitch. Becker's going to chop it. Ford short. Tough play. The throw across is not going to be in time. Becker's got an infield single on a little slow chopper to short. Kell charged and made a throw across, but not in time. So an infield single puts the tying run on base here to lead off in the fifth inning, and Jordan Heiding will come to the plate.
Jordan Heiding.
Popped to second twice. And he stands in now with nobody out and Brennan Becker, the runner at first. Langbend the stretch. And the pitch. Heiding tried to bunt and popped it up. It's going to fall foul near the east dugout. That pitch was up by his shoulders, and he still tried to bunt it. Important thing when you're bunting is to bunt strikes. That was up and out of the zone, but it's 0-1 now. Long look down at Coach Heinrich at third base. Trying to get the tying run into scoring position here. The stretch by Langbend, the throw over. Becker's back standing up. Marshfield sponsors of Easton Everest Sports. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. The stretch and the pitch. Heiding pops up the bunt again, and it's going to be an easy play for Hagen Buescher, the catcher. We've talked about it before, the inability of high school players to bunt. It is incredible. And there's one down here in the fifth.
Number 16, designated hitter, Willie Brand.
Willie Brand stands in, flying to center twice. And you can see it's stuff like that. When a team is struggling, and East obviously struggling, 5-12 on the year, just not executing. Here goes Becker. He's going to run. The throw down by Hagen Buescher is into center field. Becker's going to go to third. Here comes the throw. They airmail that. And Becker will stay at third base. The shortstop, Kell, stumbled and tripped over second base. It looked like there. And as Kell slid over to cover, he tripped over second base and went down. And Hagenbusher's throw goes into center field. Becker goes to third. Brown's throw came in over the third baseman, Tucker's head, but stayed in play. And so Becker stays at third. So now, one out. The tying run is at third. Stolen base for Becker, and then an error puts him at third base. You know, the error goes to the catcher on that tough error because the throw was there. Shortstop stumbled and fell over second base. Everest has the infield in now for Brand. The stretch by Langbend. And the pitch. Breaking ball high, and it's ball one. 1-1 now to Willie Brand. Becker got a good jump on that stolen base, but Hagenbusher's throw is there. Kell just stumbled over the bag and fell down as the throw came down and went. A 1-1 pitch. Brand pops it up, but it's going to be into shallow right field with the infield in. That's going to be trouble, and it's going to drop this time. Here comes Becker. Here comes the throw, not in time, and the throw goes to the screen, and Brand will go to second base. And the Evergreens throwing the ball around a little bit. If the infield is playing regular depth, that's a routine pop-up. As it was, the second baseman, Sleaford, went back and made a pretty good play on it, but couldn't make the catch in shallow right field. That allowed Becker to score. And then the throw home went over the catcher's head, and that allowed Brand to go to second base. So now the Lumberjacks have the lead run at second here. We're tied at four in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Cam Gritzmacher will bat. Gritzmacher digs in. Brand takes his lead at second. Langbend the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball stays high. It's ball one. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. East has tied the score. It's 4-4. The stretch. And the pitch. Gritzmacher takes one there. Good pitch, strike, and it's 1-1. Once again, all of these throws around the field are players trying to do too much. There wasn't a play at the plate on that, and they throw it anyway, and that allows the lead run to go down into second base. There wasn't a play on the runner at third, and Brown's throw overthrew the third baseman. Nothing happened on that one, but there's a pitch inside, and it's 2-1 now on Cam Gritzmacher. Sometimes the best thing is just to eat it and not compound the problem by throwing it around. Two balls, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Gritzmacher swings late and fouls it out of play. Almost hit that one out of the catcher's glove. Knocked it foul out of play, first base side. 2-2 now. A reminder once again, Woodchucks baseball will come your way. We'll join the Woodchucks as soon as we are done here with this one. Might be a bit late tonight as this game is running a bit long, and now we're tied. The stretch and the pitch. Chopper towards short. Brand's going to go to third. Another tough play, and they won't make it. I don't think even if Kel fields that cleanly with the bare hand, they have a play on Gritzmacher. So it's going to be an infield single for Cam Gritzmacher. And now runners at the corners with one out. Low chopper towards short. And it will bring up Ben Schubring, the third baseman. Schubring has struck out. He also singled and scored back in the fourth inning. Not a whole lot of balls hit hard in this inning, but the Lumberjacks have got a run in and two runners on. You can hear the crowd laughing. The PA announcer has forgotten that his mic is on, and he's been entering the crowd inadvertently here. Always got to remember when your mic is on. One of the first things we learn as broadcasters, sometimes the PA guys forget about that. All right, runners on first and third. Steve Heinrich flashing signs down at third base. Gritzmacher has decent speed at first. Willie Brand, the runner at third. Brand represents the lead run. Ben Schubring, big bat up there for the Lumberjacks. The stretch by Langbin and the pitch. And Schubring takes a pitch on the outside part of the plate for a strike, and it's over. Lumberjacks have clawed their way back from a 4-0 deficit to tie the game at 4 and a chance to take the lead here in the fifth inning. Now throw over to first. Gritzmacher dives back in. I'm not sure you're going to start Gritzmacher here. Give Schubring a chance to get something out of the infield. Base hit fly ball here and drive in that lead run. Now they throw over again, and Gritzmacher dives back. Everest thinks that Gritzmacher might be going. The thing is, if you don't send him, you do have a chance for a double play here. Schubring's not the fastest guy, so a ground ball in the infield could be two. Stretch by Langbin. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Strike called at the letters. Drops in a high curve, and it's 0-2 now on Schubring. This would be a big out right here if Langbin can get Schubring. Shaking off the sign. Gets the one he wants. The stretch. And the pitch. Fastball outside, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Schubring digs back in. Stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. He went after a high curveball and didn't get it. Big out right there. And there are two down in the fifth inning. And Ian Corbett comes to the plate. Corbett has struck out and grounded to short. Langbin trying to limit the damage here. Willie Brand, the runner at third. Cam Gritzmacher, the runner at first. Now let's see if maybe they start the runner and try to get him going here. Throw over. Gritzmacher dives back in. He had a bigger lead this time. Lumberjacks have scored a run in this inning on a throw down to second base when Alex Kell, the ever shortstop, stumbled over the bag and the throw went out to center field. And the pitch, there goes Gritzbacher, slow curve, there goes the throw, it's going to be high. Gritzbacher's in there safely, Brand stays where he is at third. So now two runs in scoring position, Gritzbacher with the stolen base. Pitch was a ball, and it's 1-0 on Corbett. And now a base hit could play two. The stretch, the 1-0 pitch, high, and once again trying to do too much, going after a pitch well out of the zone, and it's 1-1. That pitch was up by his neck. One ball, one strike. Lang bend the stretch. And the pitch. Breaking ball, chopped towards short. Going to be trouble. It's going to be fielded by Kell. He'll have no play, and the Lumberjacks take the lead. Once Cucker didn't make the play on that, there was no way they were going to get Corbett. Another infield single. Three infield singles here in the fifth inning. And another run in. Gritzbacher advanced to third. So now runners at the corners with two outs for Luke Strick. Haven't really hit the ball hard off of Langben here in the inning. But they have played a two-run. Taking the lead. It's 5-4 Lumberjacks. And Strick stands in. He singled, drove in a run back in the fourth inning. He also lined out to third. He's hit the ball hard twice. Throw over to first, and Corbett dives back in. I wouldn't think they would send Corbett in this situation. Not a whole lot of speed there, but you never know. Two down. Probably let Strick try to hit here and drive one in. Now throw over again. Corbett dives back in. Tell you what, if you're not stealing, you better not get picked off. The only time that's understandable to get picked off is if you've got the steal sign and are working to get a good lead. Here's the pitch. Strick takes a strike. Fastball right down the middle. It's 0-1. There is no excuse for getting picked off when you don't have the steal sign. Corbett inches off. He's got a decent lead over there. Lang been a long look in, now gets the sign he wants. The stretch, now a throw over again. Corbett dives back in. Unless he's going, there's really no reason to take that big of a lead. Stretch by Langben. And the pitch. Breaking ball stays high and inside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Runners take their lead. The stretch and the pitch. Strick got a good hack and fouled it straight back, and it's 1-2. Two outs, two on. We're in the fifth. Lumberjacks have taken 5-4. Long look in by Langben again. Runners take their lead. Now a throw over again. They've got Corbett picked off. And they're really, now he's going to try to get in a rundown and maybe get the run in. Gritzbacher's got to go if he's going to go. Now's the time. Go! And they're going to tag Corbett out, and the inning is over. And the Lumberjacks are turned away, but they do take the lead here. I'm not sure if he had the go sign there or not. If he didn't, it is really inexcusable, but the Lumberjacks have the lead here 5-4 as they get two runs here in the inning on four hits. There were a couple of errors as well. Five innings in the books. It's now Lumberjacks 5, Evergreens 4. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Everest Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL. Call, text, or email. These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. so get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here as we go to the sixth inning. Lumberjacks now have the lead 5-4, and the Evergreens will send Nathan Sleeper to lead things off here in the sixth.
Leading off the sixth inning for the Evergreens.
Bryce Widmark out there for his sixth inning of work.
Nathan Sleeper.
Five, four, Lumberjacks. Punching across two runs in the fifth inning. Sleeper, Merchant, I make that to Langman and Kell. Here in the sixth for D.C. Everest. And the pitch popped up down the right field line. No one's going to get that one. It's going to be a foul ball. Corbett and Gritzmacher went over, but it was near the fence, near the tarp over there, and it's 0-1. Reminder, once again, we'll baseball when we are done here. The Woodchucks at Wisconsin Rapids tonight. Sean Kellerman will have the call right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Woodchucks home opener tomorrow night. And we'll have that game for you following the East Marathon game tomorrow. Next pitch from Widmark is nubbed towards short off the end of the bat. Hiding fields cleanly to throw across in time for the out. And there's one down here in the sixth inning. Tomorrow's East game starts a bit earlier, 4:30 start for the non-conference game with Marathon. 4:15 pregame show right here. Evergreens with a doubleheader on Saturday afternoon down in Middleton. Chris Conley will have the call of those games as the Evergreens take on Kimberly and Middleton in doubleheader action, I believe, beginning at noon. Batter is Logan Langman batting for the first time here. He came into the game to pitch and is batting in Josh Merchant's spot in the batting order. The 1-0 pitch in the dirt again, back to the screen, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Langben gets back into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. That's in there for a strike inside corner. I'm not sure, but this may be his first varsity at bat, so if you're Bryce Widmark, you just got to go right after him. Make him hit your fastball if he's going to get on. Can't walk this guy. 2-1 pitch. Fastball, and that stays up and in, and it's 3-1 now. Three balls and one strike on the Evergreen pitcher. Widmark winds and fires. That's fly line curving. It's going to be foul, and Gritzmacher went over there, couldn't get there in time to catch it. And the count now full, 3-2. Tell you what, Logan Langbed didn't throw badly that last inning. Three infield hits and a couple of throwing errors, and East was able to punch across three runs. Make that two runs last inning. Had a chance for a third, but ran themselves out of the inning. Next pitch is lifted in the air to right field. Gritzmacher's got a beat on that, now slides back a couple of steps and makes the catch. And there are two down here in the sixth, and that'll bring up Alex Kell, the shortstop. Kell has an RBI single. He has also grounded his short.
Next batter, shortstop number 31, Alex Kell.
Two down, nobody on for the Evergreens here in the sixth inning. Lumberjacks leading 5-4. The wind and the pitch. That's driven in the air to left field. Should be playable, though. Becker coming on. Diving grab. Does he have it? Yes, he does. He had the sunglasses on, made a diving grab to end the inning. And the Evergreens are turned away here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after 5.5 remains. East 5, Everest 4. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Evergreen Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to Mount Olympus Water Park in... How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates. And for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning.
For the Wausau Lumberjacks.
Lumberjacks will send up Luke Strick. Strick was at the plate back in the fifth when Ian Corbett was caught in a rundown between first and second and was tagged out to end the inning. So Strick will lead off with a fresh count here. Strick, Romanski, and Widmark scheduled for the Lumberjacks here against Logan Langbent out for his third inning of work. Strick chops one toward third. Cooker up with it to throw across in time for the out. One pitch, one out here in the sixth inning. And that'll bring up Sam Romanski, the catcher. Romanski.
Number 7, the catcher, Sam Romanski.
Romanski has singled and walked in 2 at-bats. And the courtesy runner for him scored a run back in the third inning. So he will hit here with nobody on and one out. Now he'll take a moment to tie his shoe, and that will allow us to remind you that one of our great sponsors is Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. All right, Romanski ready, digs in, and Langbent ready to work as well. The wind and the pitch, that's high, ball one. Langbent looks in, ready to go. The 1-0 pitch is lofted in the air down the left field line. It's going to be a foul ball. A long foul ball down the left field line as Romanski golfed one near his ankles. And it's 1-1. Lumberjacks have 5 runs on 7 hits. They do have 4 errors in the game. 3 of the Evergreens' 4 runs are unearned. They got those early. 1 in the second and 3 in the third. Widmark has pitched pretty well since then. The 1-1 pitch to Romanski. That's in the dirt. 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. Langbent ready, here it comes. Fastball high, 3-1 now. Bryce Widmark waits on deck. Just by taking the lead late here, now you've shortened the game possibly. If the Evergreens will have one more shot in the seventh inning to tie it or take the lead themselves. And the pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. Romanski took it and the count out full, 3-2. That would have been a tough pitch to hit. Good pitch right on the inside corner. Full count on Sam Romanski. The wind and the pitch. Ball 4 high. And Romanski earns his second walk of the evening. He's been on base all 3 times. And we'll get a courtesy runner for Romanski. That'll be Adam Peterson once again, who will trot out. Take the spot at first base. So with one down and a runner at first.
Adam Peterson.
That'll bring up Bryce Widmark.
For the Lumberjacks, number 17, the pitcher, Bryce Widmark.
He has singled and struck out. And the courtesy runner for him scored a run back in the third inning. The stretch by Langman and the pitch. That's high, ball one. Evergreens don't want to mess around too deep in their bullpen with the doubleheader on Saturday and then the tournament game on Tuesday. This game really has no bearing on the Valley as Point ran away and hid with the Valley Conference title a long time ago. Pitch gets away from Hagenbusher back to the screen, and Peterson will go down to second. That's going to be a pass ball, as he had that one in his glove and just didn't squeeze it. And the count now 1-1 on Bryce Widmark. RBI opportunity for Widmark here. The stretch. And the pitch. That's lifted in the air to right field. Playable, though. Peterson tags. The catch is made out there by Lidke. Peterson will get to third base on the fly ball. Now there are two down and a runner at third base. And it'll be up to Brennan Becker now. Becker has struck out. He also has an infield single, a stolen base, and scored a run back in the fifth inning. Two down, runner at third now for the Lumberjacks.
Number 18, the fielder, Brennan Becker.
Those of you tuning in for the Woodchucks game, we will get to the Woodchucks here as soon as we are done with this high school matchup between Everest and East. Woodchucks and Wisconsin Rapids coming up. Stretch by Langman, the pitch. Becker takes high, ball one. Sean King awaiting us at Witter Field with the call of the Woodchucks and the Raptors. Both of those teams looking for their first win of the Northwoods League season. They are both 0-2 coming into tonight's matchup. Peterson is lead at third. Here's the pitch. Becker late with the swing and missed it. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Looking ahead, the Evergreens will have the top of the order up in the seventh inning as they try to rally here. Big run at third if East can get it in. Here's the pitch. Becker swings and misses again, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Langbin ready to work the stretch. A 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Becker chases it. It's in the dirt. Hagenbusher's going to have to throw him out at first, and the inning is over. Good curveball that time by Langbin, and Becker is gone, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks will go to the seventh with a lead, something that hasn't happened very often this year. Let's see if they can hold it. It's 5-4 Lumberjacks as we go to the seventh. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Everest Sports, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. We'll get you to Woodchucks baseball here shortly as we try to finish up this one in the seventh inning. Lumberjacks leading 5-4 over the DC Everest Evergreens. Everest will have the top of the order to face Bryce Widmark here. Widmark trying to go the distance here for this one. It'll be Mason Hagenbusher, Sean Lidke, and Michael Plaza for the Evergreens. So if East is going to win this one, it's not going to be an easy task here in the seventh.
Leading off the seventh inning for the Everest Evergreens, number 30, Mason, Hagenbusher.
Hagenbusher has single, grounded to second, and struck out. Widmark has pitched pretty well here today. Three of the four runs are unearned, and here's the first pitch. Hagenbusher thought about a bunt, took a strike, and it's 0-1. He was trying to drag one down the third baseline that time, pull Schubring in a little bit. Schubring's on the grass at third. Corbett back at first. It's 0-1 on Hagenbusher. The line and the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt in front of the plate. 1-1 now. Schubring's got, I think he's got, does he have glasses on there? He's sunglasses at third. Becker's got sunglasses out and left. Sun is pretty bad right now on those players on that side of the infield. Here's the pitch. Fastball, that's a little bit high and outside, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Hagenbusher Plaza. The wind and the pitch. That's high again, 3-1. Widmark seems to be hurrying now, as you might expect. Excited here to try to finish this thing off. Now he'll take his time a little bit. Three balls and one strike. The wind and the pitch. That's lined into left field for a base hit. And the Evergreens have the tying run on here in the seventh inning. Hagenbusher with his second hit of the night. And it'll bring up Sean Littke, the right fielder. Hagenbusher went the other way with that one and punched it between short and third.
Number 32, right fielder, Sean Littke.
And Littke will bat. Littke has a walk, a single, and a run scored, and he has bounced out to first. Runner takes his lead. Good lead at first. Widmark the pitch. That's down low. Ball one. If the Lumberjacks can hold on and win this one, it would be just their third Valley win of the year. They beat West twice, and that's about it. Stretch. And the pitch, squared a bunt, fouls the bunt away. Just punched at it, instead of letting the ball hit the bat, punched at it and fouled it back, and it's 1-1. You know, these teams work on bunting in practice. I know they do. And yet, these players get in games and they can't do it. One ball, one strike. Good lead by Hagenbusher at first. Now he throws. Widmark stepped off and threw over. Runner back. We will have a quick wrap-up of this game and get you out to Woodchuck's Baseball. That's if Everest does it and we go to the bottom of the seventh. Long look over to first. Here's the pitch. Squared a bunt again. Popped up the bunt. Foul again. Romanski takes a shot at it but can't get it. It rolls in to the Everest dugout. So it's 1-2 now on Littke. Fails to get the bunt down. East has turned one double play here in the game today. That was way back in the first inning, a 6-4-3 double play. Actually, they turned two. They had a line shot to second with the infield drawn in and doubled the runner off third base. So two double plays turned in the game by the Lumberjacks today. Widmark the stretch. Throw over. And the runner dives back safely. Good lead again by Hagenbusher. I got to believe he's going to take off here. The stretch, there he goes. The pitch is fouled out of play. And they're going to call catcher interference, and Litke's going to get first base. The bat hit Sam Romanski's glove. And Littke will get first base on catcher interference. So the Evergreens have two men on here and nobody out in the seventh inning. And that'll bring up the hard-hitting Michael Plaza.
Next batter for the Evergreens, number seven, left fielder Michael Plaza.
Plaza has singled and scored, flied to center and struck out in his three at-bats today. He has a chance to give the Evergreens a tie here or possibly the lead. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Lumberjacks need a strikeout, a pop-up, or a hard-hit ball right at somebody. So runners at first and second. Nobody out. Lumberjacks leading 5-4. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Woodchuck's baseball still to come here tonight. We'll join them as soon as we are done here. Stretch by Widmark. Pitch. Fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Plaza went after a breaking ball out of the zone. Fouled it off the end of the bat. It's nothing and one. Becker is deep in left field. Plaza's really been hitting the ball well the last few weeks. And a prime opportunity for him right here. Stretch by Widmark. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball high and inside, and it's 1-1. Evergreens started the runners on first and second earlier in the game. See if Coach Langben has the idea to do that here with his arguably his best hitter at the plate. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball, and Plaza was late. Fouled it back to the screen, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes on the Everest left fielder. Long look down at Coach Langben to see if he's going to start the runners here. Runners take their leads. Widmark the stretch. Here it comes. Breaking ball. Strike three called inside corner, and Plaza is called out. He didn't like the call. But the strike three call on an inside corner curveball, and there's one down here in the seventh. That's a huge out right there. And Cody Cucker, the third baseman, will stand in.
Cody Cucker.
He's got a double, a sack fly, and he hit into a double play. And that's what East is hoping for right here. Stretch by Widmark. And the pitch. Fastball that's driven in the air to the gap in right center field. That's for two. And it is going to score two. Here comes Hagenbusher. Here comes Litke behind him. And the Evergreens have taken the lead here. A two-run double by Cody Cucker to the gap in right center field. And just like that, Everest has regained the lead. Jumping on the first pitch, a fastball, and driving into the gap in right center field. And Cucker with his second and third RBIs of the day.
Next batter, number 23, center fielder, Wyatt Brown.
And it's 6-5, Evergreens now. Wyatt Brown stands in, still just one out. First pitch, fastball inside, ball one. So Cucker with back-to-back doubles in the fifth and the seventh. But this one, a two-run job, driving in runners from second and first. And regaining the lead for the Evergreens. Stretch by Widmark, and the pitch. Fast strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Widmark looks in. Gets the sign he wants. Checks the runner. Here it comes. There's a strike. And it's 1-2. I don't know. Looked like Cucker was signaling the pitch from second base. I don't know if Widmark and Romanski changed the signs again. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Romanski lets it scoot away. He's going to have to go to first with it. And throws it off the bag again. And Corbett is off the bag. He stretched for that one, but couldn't make the play and couldn't keep his foot on the bag as Romanski, once again having problems throwing the ball today, threw that one wide of first, and Corbett couldn't hold the bag, and Brown is safe. That'll go down as a strikeout, and Sam Romanski's having a tough day defensively here today. That's his, I believe, fourth error. Runners at first and third now. And Brady Burrell will stand in. Burrell has struck out twice and lined into a double play. Runners at the corners. 6-5 Evergreens. East would like to keep it right here. A one-run game. Evergreens would like to get more. Romanski with a nice block right there, sliding over on a curveball in the dirt. And it's 1-0. Lumberjacks are playing back for the double play here up the middle. Cucker the runner at third. Brown the runner at first. One down here in the seventh. the stretch and the pitch. There goes the runner. Pitch is high. They're going to let him go. Brown's going to go back to first base. Now they're going to get him out. Brown is going to be out. He thought there was... Now they throw over to third. Wyatt Brown thought there was a foul ball, but there wasn't. They weren't going to throw down. They were just going to let him go to second base. He stopped about three-quarters of the way down, started to go back to first, and he is out. And there are two down here in the inning. Mental mistake by Wyatt Brown, and there are two outs. He thought there was a foul ball, and there wasn't. It was just a no-throw by the catcher, Romanski. Dave Langman's going out to have a conversation with the base umpire, thinking that maybe time was called. I don't think there was. Brown just misinterpreted what was happening and thought it was a foul ball and decided to go back to first base, and he was a dead duck. So there are two down now with a runner at third. Burrell still at the plate with a 2-0 count. That's one of the weirder things we'll see this year. Not only how he reached first base on a strikeout and then a wide throw to first, but then he had the base stolen three-quarters of the way down and went back to first, thinking there was a foul ball. Rex Zemke, East assistant, out to have a chat with Romanski and Widmark here. They want to keep this a one-run game if they can. Looking ahead for the Lumberjacks, they've got the top of the order scheduled to bat in the bottom of the seventh. 2-0 count on Brady Burrell. Runner at third now, two outs. I thought for a moment there Brown was going to stop and try to get into a rundown and let the run try to score from third. But that was not his intention. Here's the pitch, blocked by Romanski in the dirt now, 3-0 on Burrell. If Burrell reaches, Nathan Sleepert will hit. Reminder still to come, Woodchuck's Baseball. We will join that game in progress here when we are done with this one. Sean Kellerman will have the call from Winter Field. Next pitch is hit right back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Widmark couldn't get a glove on that. And an RBI single for Brady Burrell on a 3-0 pitch. He got the green light and drove in the run. And that's going to be all for Bryce Widmark here in the seventh inning. 7-5 Evergreens now, and East will make a pitching change here. And while they do that, we'll take a break. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Everest Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Justin Bieber, he was dissed in Monaco. Get this, he requested to meet Fernando Alonso. He was shot down. Fernando said, nah, you know what, I'm too busy. I ain't got time for that. I love it. The best part of it was Justin Bieber with Bernie Ecclestone, the top guy in F1. He hangs out, goes in there. You've got to see the picture. I tweeted it out yesterday. Bernie Ecclestone, who the hell is this kid? And what the hell is a selfie? He just has that look. I laugh at it every time I look at the picture. It's hideous. You got to see the picture. You'll laugh your ass off.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Pitching change for the Lumberjacks. Ben Schubring will come in to try to finish this one up. Bryce Widmark will move over to third base. Two outs here in the seventh. Lumberjacks still have their chance to bat in the bottom of the seventh, and then we'll get you out to Woodchuck's Baseball out at Winter Field against Wisconsin Rapids. Don't forget Woodchuck's home opener tomorrow night at Athletic Park, the newly renovated Athletic Park. And if you haven't seen it yet, plan on getting out there sometime this summer for either a Woodchuck's game or a Wausau American Legion games at Athletic Park as well. It is a beautiful renovation project that owner Mark McDonald and the Woodchucks did to Athletic Park. The grandstand area and the new facade and the new seats and the new press box and the new luxury suite up on top. New seats right down at field level, about 10, 15 feet from home plate. It's really nice. All right, two down here in the seventh. And a runner at first. And Nathan Sleepert will hit against Ben Schubring. He has walked, reached on an error, and grounded to short.
Number 22, second baseman, Nathan Sleepert.
Schubring with the first pitch in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. Romanski does a good job blocking balls, but he has had his problems today throwing it. One ball and no strikes. Schubring checks the runner. That's a fastball high, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Lumberjacks going into the seventh inning with the lead. Couldn't hold it. Now they will have to rally in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Ground ball towards short. Heidi gets a big hop. He's going to have to hurry the throw across in time for the out. And the inning is over. Good play by Jordan Heidi. And the inning is over. But the Evergreens get three runs in the inning on three hits. There was one error and one man left in the score after 6.5 now. Everest 7 at East 5. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
We are
Bob. And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. A new pitcher for the Evergreen, lefty Bryce Hines. He will try to close things out and get the win for Logan Langvin, who is in position to get the win now. So Hines will face the top of the East order, Jordan Heiding, Willie Brand, and Cam Gritzmacher here in the seventh. Lumberjacks now trail by two. And a reminder, we'll just have a quick wrap-up. As soon as the game is over, we won't even go to break. We'll just wrap it up quick and get you out to Winter Field for the Woodchucks and the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors in Northwoods League play as soon as we are done here. Quick wrap-up, and we'll get you out to Sean Kellerman at Winter Field. So Bryce Hines, the lefty, will face Heidi here. Heidi choking up, just wants to get on base any way he can here. First pitch is a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. On the East shortstop, who has popped a second twice and also fouled out on a bunt attempt to the catcher. The wind by Hines and the pitch. There's a strike again at the letters, and it's 0-2. I would imagine East may be taking a strike here, but not two of them. That one was right down the pipe. Nothing in two for Heiding. Hines, jerky motion, kind of a herky-jerky type motion. Here it comes. Heiding, a late swing, stays alive, fouls it back to the screen. Count remains 0-2. Lumberjacks back in action tomorrow, taking on Marathon, the regular season finale right here. We'll have it for you. Pregame show at 4:15, first pitch at 4:30. Evergreen's playing a doubleheader on Saturday down in Middleton against Kimberly and Middleton. Chris Conley will have the call of those games Saturday afternoon. The wind by Hines, the 0-2 pitch. Chop foul, just got a piece of that at the plate to stay alive, and the count remains 0-2. Tournament begins next Tuesday. The Evergreens will host Rhinelander. Lumberjacks on the road at Merrill. The line, the 0-2 pitch. That's way high and outside. 1-2 now. Well, two strikes. Hines ready. Here it comes. Ground ball up the middle. Big hop, short hop, and a boot. And the Lumberjacks will have a runner. That thing hit the lip and took a bad hop. On the second baseman, Sleepert and Heiding will reach. That thing was hit so slowly, I'm not sure they're going to get him. Even if he fields that cleanly, it took so many hops. We'll give him an infield single on that. And Willie Brand, the DH, will stand in. Brand has an RBI single, has also flied to center twice. hiding the lead at first with the lefty Hines. The stretch, here comes the pitch to Brand. There's a strike right down the chute, and it's 0-1. Lumberjacks need two to tie here. They trail 7-5. The stretch and the pitch. Brand goes after one up and out of the zone, and it's 0-2. That was up shoulder height. And Brand in the hole here, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The stretch by Hines. Now a throw over to first. Hiding didn't have much of a lead, and he gets back easily. Nobody out, one on. We're in the seventh. Last shot here for the Lumberjacks. Hines with the stretch and the pitch. Brand lines one into right field for a base hit. Past the diving Sleepert, and the Lumberjacks have the tying runs on here. Back-to-back base hits for East. Puts runners on first and second with nobody out. Cam Gritzmacher comes. Has grounded to second, fly to right, and reached on an infield single. He also has a stolen base.
Next batter, number 13, right fielder, Cameron Gritzmacher.
So Gritzmacher will bat here with the tying runs on, first and second. Nobody out. Lumberjacks down two. Gritzmacher looks out at Hines, who takes the stretch, checks the runners. Here it comes. Squares the butt, gets it down, right back to the mound. They're going to go to first. Throw is high. He's off the base, and Gritzmacher is safe. Hines' throw took the second baseman, Sleepert, off the base, and the Lumberjacks have the bases loaded. That will be a sacrifice and an error on Bryce Hines. And East has the tying runs on third and second, and the winning run at first. Shubring at the plate. Still nobody out. Shubring has struck out twice and singled and scored. And he will bat here, trying to hit one to the gap. Gritzmacher with good speed at first. He could score on a gapper. Hines will work out of the windup. Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. If you're the base runners, your first order of business, though, is to not get doubled off on a line drive. You better be ready to freeze on a line drive and not get doubled off. Runners take their leads. Hines, the wind in the pitch. Shubrick pops it up on the infield. Infield fly rule is called, and there'll be one down here. So a big out right there for Hines as he gets Shubring to pop to second base. And there's one down. And that'll bring up Ian Corbett. Corbett has struck out, grounded to short, and reached on an infield single. Exciting finish to this game here. And a reminder once again, as soon as we are done, we're going to be heading to Witter Field for Wisconsin Woodchucks baseball. Sean Kellerman patiently waiting to get going with the Chucks and the Rafters. We'll join that game in progress. It started at 7 o'clock. And now a ball called, and that's going to score a run, and it's a one-run game. And the tying run moves up to third base. Bryce Hines, another one of the young Everest pitchers, commits a balk with the bases loaded. So now the tying run is at third. The winning run is at second for Ian Corbett. Now Hines steps off. Everest has the infield in. They want to cut down that tying run at the plate, and Dave Langman's going to go out and have a conversation with his pitcher here, probably the rest of his infield as well. Long talk on the mound now. Willie Brand is the runner at third, and Cam Gritzmacher, the runner at second. And once again here, if you're Willie Brand, you cannot go on contact here with the infield drawn in. You got to wait for it to go through unless it's a really high chopper just over the mound. Brand has okay speed. He's not the fastest guy out there, but he can move a little bit. So let's see if Corbett can dump it in somewhere over a drawn-in infield. 7-6 Everest, tying run at third for the Lumberjacks, winning run at second. Corbett with a cut, fouls it back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Lumberjacks with only 5 wins on the season, only 2 Valley Conference wins, both of those coming against the Wausau West Warriors. Trying to pull one out here after the top of the 7th. Corbett digs in. Hines, the stretch. And the pitch. Corbett swings and misses. He was late on a fastball, and it's 0-2. Just trying to get it to the outfield here, over the infield's head. Base hit fly ball. Put the ball in play. Make them field the baseball. You're not trying to hit a home run here, just trying to put the ball in play. The stretch and the pitch. High and inside. Checked his swing, and it's 1-2. Just trying to get it out of the way. That wasn't a swing, just trying to get out of the way there. 1-2 now. As Hines tried an inside fastball that time. If Corbett can reach, Luke Strick is on deck. Brand is the time. Cam Gritzmacher, the winning run at second. One out here in the bottom of the 7th inning. 1-2 the count on Ian Corbett. Sleeper slides quick over to second base, trying to hold Gritzmacher a little bit close. Now here's the pitch. Corbett, little number. It's going to be caught, though, by the pitcher, and both runners were able to get back. Hines went off the mound and caught that little jam job shot off the bat of Corbett for the second out, and there are two down now, and it's up to Luke Strick.
Next batter, number 8, second baseman, Luke Strick.
Strick will come to the plate. He has hit the ball hard today, lined out to third. He has an RBI single back in the 4th and grounded to third in the 6th. But now he has to get a base hit. Sack fly won't do it anymore. Infield back at regular depth for the Evergreens. Brand, the runner at third, the tying run. Now the question is, does Hines have confidence enough to throw a curveball in the dirt and have Hagenbusher with the tying run at third? Here's the stretch and the pitch. Strick swinging at the first pitch, fouls it out of play, and it's 0-1. Bryce Hines trying to close things out here for the Evergreens. Hagenbusher going out to have a conversation with his pitcher. Lumberjacks loaded the bases with nobody out, but Hines was able to get pop-ups from Shubring and a little jam job pop-up from Ian Corbett back to the mound to get two outs here. He did balk in one run to make it a one-run game. The stretch. Now he steps off. Strick steps out as well. Woodchuck's baseball still to come. We'll get out to Witter Field here shortly. Unless they tie it up here and send it to extra innings. The stretch by Hines. And the pitch. Strick pops it up, but it's going to get out of play. And he's in the hole 0-2. So the Lumberjacks down to their final strike here. Good crowd here at Jack Torrizzani Field for this one. An absolutely beautiful day. Weather was gorgeous. And the Evergreens trying to close it out here and win a come-from-behind game against East here. Hines the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball. Strick pops it up. Fouls it out of play again. Stays alive. Once again here, do you have the confidence to throw a curveball? Strick's probably going to be looking fastball. But if you throw a curveball, you have the danger of bouncing in and having it go back to the screen and the tying run scoring on a wild pitch. Long look in. The stretch. And the pitch. High and tight with the fastball, and it's 1-2. Willie Brand, the runner at third, representing the tying run. Cam Gritzmacher, the runner at second, representing the winning run for the Lumberjacks. Luke Strick at the plate. The count 1-2. Two outs. The stretch by Hines. Here it comes. High and tight again. Ball two. First base is open. If Strick can somehow reach, Sam Romanski is on deck. And Romanski has been on base all three times today. Strick at the plate waiting. Hines a long look in. Now he's ready. The 2-2 pitch. That's way high again. The count full. Strick was in the hole 0-2, but now the count has been run full. All right, payoff pitch. Runners at second and third take their leads. Hines ready, the stretch. Here it comes. Swung on and missed. He struck him out, and the Evergreens will win it. Hines went with the fastball, and he got Strick on the strikeout, and the Evergreens hold off the Lumberjacks here and win by a score of 7-6. Well, Everest took a 4-0 lead in this game, and we're going to wrap it up quickly here and get you out to the Woodchucks game. Everest took a 4-0 lead in this game, scoring one in the second and three in the third. Three of those four runs were unearned. The Lumberjacks chipped the third, one in the fourth, an RBI single by Strick. They scored two more in the fifth, three infield singles in that inning for East, and then they took the lead with that. Everest came back with three runs, though, in the seventh inning, as East could not close it out. The big blow was a two-run double by Cody Cucker, giving the Evergreens the lead and the eventual victory. The winning pitcher was Logan Langbin. Bryce Hines will get the save. Bryce Widmark takes the loss for East here this afternoon. With the win, the Evergreens go to 11-8 on the season and 6-6 in the Valley Conference. And with the loss, the Lumberjacks now drop to 5-13. And finish the Valley season with just those two wins over Wausau West. That's going to wrap things up here for tonight. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. Thank you for listening. And Woodchucks fans, thanks for your patience. We're going to get you out to Sean Kellerman and the Woodchucks at Wisconsin Rapids here shortly. You've been listening to East Everest Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.
Been listening to DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications. This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
This is Race Day on Fox, the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there,
with Rob D'Amico.
He was dissed in Monaco. Get this. He requested to meet Fernando Alonso. He was shot down. Fernando said, nah, you know what? I'm too busy. I ain't got time for that. I love it. The best part of it was Justin Bieber with Bernie Ecclestone, the top guy in F1. He hangs out, goes in there. You've got to see the picture. I tweeted it out yesterday. Bernie Ecclestone looks like, who the hell is this kid? And what the hell is a selfie? He just has that look. I laugh at it every time I look at the picture. It's hideous. You got to see the picture. You'll laugh your ass off.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.